From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un made history Tuesday in Singapore, becoming the first American and North Korean leaders to meet. After a series of talks, the president spoke as both leaders signed documents.
So we're signing a very important document, pretty comprehensive document, and we've had a really great term together, a great relationship. I'll be giving a news conference at 2:30, and we'll discuss this at great length.
Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Kim spoke of a major change coming as a result of their talks.
We had a historic meeting and decided to leave the past behind, and we are about to sign a historic document. The world will see a major change. I would like to express my gratitude to President Trump to make this meeting happen.
Defense priorities analyst Benjamin Friedman, however, doubts the North will agree to the key U.S. demand of complete irreversible denuclearization.
I think the North Koreans have strong reasons that they want to keep their nuclear weapons and are not willing to trade that, probably, period. Or if they are, it's for stuff that is beyond what we're willing to offer and give them. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think the best we can do in this meeting is probably make interim steps, some sort of working outline, if you will, towards an agreement that achieves substantially less than that in terms of limiting the range, maybe, of their missiles.
Mr. Trump said the two leaders forged a good relationship. The North Korean leader called the meeting a good prelude for peace. The forces of eastern Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar said they've seized several districts of the contested city Derna, vowed imminent liberation from its Islamist defenders. His Libyan National Army launched an assault May 7 for control of the coastal city, the last bastion of Islamist control in the country's east. This is VOA News.